Welcome back to United Bears Recap, and as we continue to get acquainted with the Bears assistant coaching staff, pleased to be joined by offensive line coach Pat Meyer. Pat, thanks for stopping by. And so you grew up in the Youngstown area. Were you a Browns fan, Steelers fan? How did that work out for you?
Be honest with you, the town was kind of split half and half because it's kind of midway in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. Kind of grew up, though, following the Steelers, just growing up in that era of, you know, the steel curtain and that back in the day. So sure. more of a Steeler fan.
Yeah, so I imagine when you were in high school and those Browns teams were making it pretty far. Ironically, Mark, involved with those Browns sure. teams, got a little tense probably between the fan base right there.
It was always a big rivalry. It was always a good game, and they were always up for it, and both teams were, and both cities, I mean, being that close, you know, but hard-working steel mill type kind of towns, it was always a drag them out type kind of fight.
I was going to say, if you grew up a Browns fan and then went to college in Colorado after all those heartbreaks against Denver, you'd be in a tough spot. Exactly. What led you to Colorado State?
Earl Bruce from Ohio State. I always wanted to play for Earl at Ohio State. And when he got loco at Ohio State, the first gentleman that came in to recruit me was Bob Wiley.
Okay.
Spent
here for a while.
Long time NFL line coach. He recruited me. He was the first guy to come into school to talk to me. And once I found out that Earl was out there, you know, kind of turned me on it.
All right. Well, how did your relationship with Mark begin, and how did it evolve?
I spent time at NC State from 2000 until 2007, and Mark came in our last 2 years as our offense coordinator, and I was a strength coach there for the first 5 years. Yeah. And then when Mark came in, I got hired as the offensive line coach, and I worked with Mark for a year and a half at NC State. Then I left and went to Florida State, moved on to Colorado State for 4 seasons, and then Mark and I reunited back up in Montreal last 2 years ago.
Okay, so when you were familiar with him at NC State, did you see potential head coaching material down the road?
Oh, sure. I mean, being in the NFL that long and being a coordinator, and just his leadership, his leadership skills, and that. I mean, you could tell. I mean, and he came in and right away, and the kids loved him there in college, and he got the group together, and we were very good on offense back in the day there. Mm-hmm.
So you were assistant offensive line coach last year here with the Bears, your first year with the Bears under Aaron Cromer, got elevated to the guy this year. But working under Aaron last year, what kind of things did you learn, and what makes Aaron Cromer / Pat Meyer offensive line so consistently good, among the best in the NFL? Anything you learned from him last year?
Oh, just so much. I mean, really, just his knowledge of the game, and not just in terms of schemes and stuff like that, which obviously he's has a vast background in there, just techniques, and just continually talking about techniques and different techniques that quite frankly at times I'd never even seen before or even heard of. It's just different, and just a different schemes, techniques. It's just I've never been around anyone that's ever been like that. Just every little detail.
Mm-hmm. And so the two rookies on the right side last year, they earned those starting jobs. What was their evolvement like? And how high is the ceiling for Kyle? How high can it be for Jordan? And what kind of things are you still focusing on with them?
Sure. Watching them on film, prior to drafting both of them last year. Obviously, I mean, Kyle, just the athlete in there, and just being just a raw player, just not playing much football, not playing much offensive line, especially, and getting drafted in the first round. So obviously we knew that we were going to have to work with him in terms of just football knowledge, in terms of what to do, how to step, where to put your hat, where's your eyes go, and all that type of stuff. And he just, I mean, when you think about it, and then he was behind the eight ball when he couldn't come here for OTAs last year,
right.
With the semester rule versus the quarters. So he missed a bunch of time early on, which kind of set him back. But boy, what a great job he did. I mean, you can just set him there and just know that one-on-one, he's going to block the guy across from him. And he's just gotten so much better in terms of his knowledge of football and how to study and how to watch film and how to study opponents and look for weaknesses and that type of stuff. And we give him tests every week and give him tip sheets every week, and just him, the way he's grown in terms of writing things down, it's tremendous.
I hope he brought some home from Hawaii for you.
I'm gonna have to ask him about that.
And how about Jordan too, with the way he came on, fifth round draft pick out of the blue, it seems.
Exactly, and obviously we saw a lot of potential in him prior to drafting him, and Jordan's just a level-headed, smart, bright kid, tough, doesn't say a word until he gets on the field. Then he's a nasty player. But off the field, just smart. Just a gentle guy, but he gets on the field now, and he's a mean sucker now. But really, just a technician, always wants to learn. You know, what do I do with this? And you know, our veterans in the group really are. We got a really good group. I mean, they're always helping each other out. You know, the veterans help the young guys, even if we're in competition. I mean, it's, you know, we and Chrome does a great job of telling them too. I mean, you know, we help each other. You know, because the best players are going to play in the end. They're going to play, so you might as well help guys and you know, be a cohesive group.
You didn't have to worry about injuries last year, health issues last year. What a difference a year makes here as you guys, it's kind of like a carousel so far. But sure. You preach versatility, especially with all the backups. And how important has that been, especially this year?
Oh, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you never want to lose a starter. I mean, they're starting for a reason. Mm-hmm. But what we've done in terms of, you know, the personnel and Phil and all the scouts in terms of getting us depth here, quality depth. Boy, a guy goes down and it's, you're not holding your breath because you know the guys that are backing him up are legitimate good players that mm-hmm. can go in. I mean, you know, you look at. Brian comes in, you know, when Garza goes down, and Brian started for 4 years with the Saints, you know. So I mean, it's, we knew what we had in a backup, and the same thing with Michael Ola. What a you know, godsend it is to have him here.
Yeah,
you know?
I was gonna say, a lot of people are surprised by what he's been able to do. How surprised have you been? Because you saw him in Montreal.
Yeah, I had him in Montreal, and up there, it's you know, couldn't start for us in Montreal because of the Canadian ratio. You know, he had to start Canadian linemen, so it's like our best players sitting on the bench. What are we going to do here? So if a guy gets hurt, it's like, all right, let's move Ola in now. So I always looked at Ola when I was up there as a starting player in the NFL. I really did. I saw the potential in him then, and another one that's a young player that's powerful and a good guy and smart, you know, wants to learn. And that's the type of kids we have here, the type of guys.
When Jermon isn't out there, what do you lose?
Just the veteran, just the experience, you know, the leadership that he has. All of his, you know, very, very, very good technician in terms of studying opponents, knowing how to attack people. Just lose that starting left tackle that you've had for a while, and hopefully he's going to be back here, you know, soon.
Wrapping up here, what's the best part of your job? Is it the game day rush? Is it being in the meeting rooms with guys, breaking things down? Is it being out on the field in Bourbonnais when it's the sun's beating down at you 90 degrees? What's your favorite part of this job?
You know what? I mean, really all of it. I enjoy all of it. I really do. The best part, though, is being around the guys. I mean, it is. And, I mean, the players say it, too. The best part for them is being around the locker room and that. For me, it's the same thing. It's being around the guys. I enjoy studying film and breaking stuff down and trying to out-scheme opponents and doing that and learning different techniques and teaching techniques. But it truly comes down to, I mean, we are. It's a people business. And again, if you got a good group to work with, boy, it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
Well, I'm sure the coaching staff is part of making it a good group to work with. And continued success as, you know, you patch up the holes here along the way. It's part of an NFL season. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's Pat Meyer, our offensive line coach here with the Bears, joining us on United Bears Recap. Time for a timeout. We'll be back with more after this.